Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, the program that discusses the verses of the Quran with our dear, beloved Sheikh Habib Za'atar. We are also in the month of Muharram, a month of mourning and sorrow, a month that has placed its mark on the hearts of us Shia, a mark that will never diminish, and a fire that will never be turned off. Sheikh Habib Za'atar, thank you very much for coming with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My condolences to all the Shia around the world, and especially to you and our dear listeners. Azamallah lakum al-ajr.
We are in chapter 19, chapter Mary, and we have arrived on verse 54, which is about Prophet Ishmael. Let's listen to verses 54 and 55 of this chapter, and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا.
And mention in the book Ishmael. Indeed, he was true to his promise, and he was a messenger and a prophet. And he used to enjoin on his people prayer and zakah, and was to his Lord pleasing.
You just listened to verses 54 and 55 of chapter 19, chapter Mary, which is about Prophet Ishmael. In the first verse, it reads that a mention in the book Ishmael, indeed he was true to his promise and an apostle and a prophet. So first things first, let's have some acquaintance with Prophet Ishmael. Can you please tell us about him?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Now, of course, when preparing this, I was told that it's going to be our show is going to be during Muharram, and of course, preparing these verses, the coming verses, and it wasn't to my mind that we're going to, you know, be in the 10 days when we reach this. But of course, alhamdulillah,
it's
with the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this coincidence, yeah, here we're going to tie up actually this Ismail with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And of course, to get it out there in the clear, the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are very clear in this. The sayings are available in the book of Kamil al-Ziyarat. They're available in Tafsir al-Qummi. They're available in many various books. They all state this, that Ismail here is not Ismail, the son of Abraham, like how many interpreters claim it to be. Rather, this is Ismail ibn Hisqa'il or Hisqil. He was a prophet sent to Bani Israel. And of course, you know Bani Israel. I don't have to explain. I don't have to elaborate who are Bani Israel. Where they will kill the prophets in the morning and they will continue to their jobs. They will kill every day 40 to 140 prophets. and then continued their days like it was normal and nothing happened and nothing new happened. Here, the son of Ismail was cut from his scalp and his scalp was removed. And others, and one of the sayings that I read, that his face was also scalped and removed. He was skinned. And he fell on the floor and he was passing away. Now, one of the angels came towards him, and of course, the angel of wrath, or the angel of bringing divine punishment, came to him and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge with what happened with you. We all saw what happened with you.
And I'm here to deliver God's punishments. But before he responds, we're going to have to take a break. Don't go away. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawla Ya Hussein. Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. So we're on verse 54 of chapter 19. So when the Israelites killed Ishmael, they cut him from his forehead and skinned him. And at that moment, before he died, he saw the angel of anger, of divine punishment, informing him that he's here to deliver divine punishment to the tribe. How did Prophet Ishmael respond?
The Prophet responded by stating, I have Imam Hussein alayhi salam as a role model. Now, this really goes back to many different things. Here, of course, one of the sayings gives more explanations to it, but I'm going to state this like in points. First of all, I'm going to say it, all the prophets had this knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved prophet will have a grandson, and that grandson will be murdered and killed in the most tragic of ways by his own nation. By his own followers of that religion will kill him in the most tragic of ways.
By the followers of the Prophet, yeah, not Imam Hussein. Yes.
So that's one thing. Second thing is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in this Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that he will give victory and revenge and avenge the believers in this world. In this world. How many prophets do we have? How many imams do we have? How many awsiya, awliya? How many believers do we have that lost their lives? No one got the revenge in this world. This opens the door to Bab al-Raja, or the return. The return of the Imam alayhi salam. Here, Ismail, the Prophet Ismail, had knowledge in al-Raja and had knowledge in Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Thus, he put himself and made put himself as a follower of Imam Hussein and made Imam Hussein his role model in how to avenge when people betray him and when people oppress him.
So now that we know who Ishmael is, when God is describing him as someone who is true to his promise, can you explain a little bit about that? What God means here particularly?
We have a couple of things actually that state that the reason he was called true to his promise or Sadiq al-Wa'ad was because there was a man who he promised in the middle of a desert, and they promised to meet there. So that means that then the man went, and Sadiq al-Wa'ad, Ismail, waited there for 1 year. Waited there, I'm not stating that he sat there and just waited for him. No, I'm not stating that. Don't give me that look. I know what I'm talking. He went home, he goes and does his things, but returns there at that time. For example, I tell you, let's meet at, for example, this place. Let's meet at Mashhad, right? And then I go to Mashhad, right? And you don't come. I wait for you 1 year. Does that mean I'm just standing there in Mashhad like this? No, Habibi. He's a human being. He needs to eat. He needs to go to the restroom as well. So, yeah.
But this was his most important demonstration of being true to his promise, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much, it shows off. And sometimes the reality of human beings cannot be shown unless their actions. And this could be one of the best actions available out there, or the most well-known. It doesn't have to be the best. It has to be the well-known.
Mm-hmm. The most elaborate, probably.
Yeah.
And then on the next verse, he says that God says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he used to bid his family to maintain the prayer and to pay the zakat and was pleasing to his Lord. Isn't that what every prophet does? So why would God have to say this specifically when he's describing Ishmael?
When you add this particularness and this aspect to it, showing the signs with the verses when reading, you understand that he has this, it was special to him. Why was it special to him? Maybe because he was very severe in this situation. Or he was very, you know, into it.
It was very serious to him.
He was very serious to it, very devoted to it. Right, and he gave a lot of time, and it was well known to the people why he did it.
All right, let's take a break, but we'll be back for further discussions just after the break. Don't go away.
Again, he looked at the horizon. The swords were waiting for he. It was the last night that the moon could see his shining face like a tree. Again he looked at the horizon. His children were waiting for he.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 19 of the Quran, verse 55. So you were just saying about how Prophet Ishmael was very serious about prayer, zakat, and pleasing his Lord. You were going to add something to your explanations just before the break.
Yeah, and a man came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, of course, it could be like two situations, and the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told him that this same thing happened with the Prophet. The important thing, an infallible figure was asked, how do I keep my family away from the fire of hell? Because there's this verse in the Holy Quran that states that keep yourself and your families away from hell. So the man came to the Imam or to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him that, all right, myself, keep it away from hell. How do I keep away my family from hell? So the reply was by ordering them to do what they are ordered to do and commanded to do, and to forbid them from what they were forbidden to do and act upon. That's all you have to do. That's how you keep away your family from the hells of from the fires of hell. So this is, and then of course in the saying he brings up this verse is brought up, and it really just shows that what do you order your family, how to keep your family away from the hells of fire, maintain the prayer, pay the zakat, and these two are very important, like we talked about before. Awsani bis salati was zakat ma dumta hayya. He ordered me to prolong my prayers and my almsgiving as long as I'm alive.
We have just less than a minute. Is that what pleasing one's Lord is also about?
No, this is another attribute actually here talking about. Of course, yes. Yes, in a manner, yes. But not in the question that you're trying to say that is it connected to it or not. Here, you could say it's connected. But more importantly, it's a third aspect. He was pleasing to his Lord. And this is the goal and aim of any worshipper and any servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the purpose of life, actually, to please your Lord, to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied with you. And this brings up many different mercies. And we talked about it a little bit in Mukhlis, and I think that there are specific verses that we can elaborate more. Unfortunately, our time has finished. And just to give you, like, in a nutshell of what pleasing your Lord is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you. So here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you, the doors of blessings open. When your Lord, I'm talking any Lord, material Lord, your worldly Lord, you know, with masters and whatnot, your father is your Lord, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Lord is happy with his servants, he blesses them. He opens the door of mercy with them. And every human being needs that mercy, whether in this life or in the afterlife.
Okay, but that doesn't answer the question, because you said that, I asked you, is pleasing his Lord the same as, you know, does it mean to the prayer and the zakat and all of that? You said, no, it's different. That's actually.
Thus, hence, what could be an answer to your question, if your question was this, that pleasing your Lord is caused by these actions, prayers, alms, and whatnot stated above.
Thank you very much, Brother Habib, for the very nice explanation. You were listening to Quran Quest, broadcast on iRabi English Radio from Iran. If you missed this program, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and our previous episodes from our website. Simply search iRabi English Radio, Quran Quest. Until next week from me and the whole team, please remember us in your mornings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You.